Hey friend, welcome back to the podcast. I'm really glad that you're here to talk about this guilty feeling about setting a boundary. Raise your hand if you've ever been here. I know in a lot of the clients that I work with, and when I first started setting boundaries, you kind of have this feeling of guilt, like you did something wrong. And we're going to talk about some of the reasons why we feel that in this episode. But I think it's important to first identify what is a boundary, what does it look like, why are we afraid? And this is what we're going to be talking about in this episode, because it's easy for us to push our needs aside, to push our values aside, and think that we have to receive and accept and be in everybody's life because we're a believer, because we're a follower of Jesus, and that's just not the case. So today we're going to be talking about those feelings of, well, okay, I set this boundary, but now I feel guilty. And sometimes it feels like you come with a cost, right? Setting that boundary might have felt like it's come with the cost. But before we get into that episode, if you are somebody that is feeling frustrated with where you are, if you are feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling stuck, if you're not sure which direction to take, if you're confused about your feelings, or most importantly, if you are just wanting to get a hold of the way that you're thinking, to be able to manage your emotions and your feelings better, book a free 20-minute consultation with me so I can come alongside you as your coach and work with you one-on-one. As a mental health coach and trauma-informed coach, coming from a biblical and Christian perspective is so important. No feelings are off the table, and we need to know and learn how to welcome those feelings. So book a free 20-minute consultation with me so that we can talk about coming up with a plan that works best for you to move forward and to process through the things that you are feeling stuck in. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching, or wherever you're listening to this episode, you can just go ahead to the show notes and click the link from there, and it will take you right to the form. Okay, let's get to this topic about boundaries and feeling guilty. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those spaces. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Have you ever felt like you were the villain in someone else's story? Maybe you have been titled the bad person, and I'm using air quotes, or the person who doesn't care. I've personally felt the weight of others' opinions of me. They marked me as the bad person, the villain in the story. When I decided to move out at 18, after my parents had divorced, it was really the first time I took a stand for myself because I couldn't take the verbal comments and the witty manipulation sprinkled with blame anymore. However, my mom knew pain too. She knew the physical and the emotional side of pain. And I witnessed this for years, the stress that she carried and really the anger that was boiling underneath. I knew that if you just kept digging and went past her coping ways, that she was just a girl who wanted to be loved and acknowledged just like any other little girl. It's now only after 18 years of living outside of my parents' home and 14 years of being estranged from my mom and brother that I can see just how easily pain can carry us as one new coping mechanism develops after another. It's where lines get crossed, words get said, actions become aggression, and boundaries become mere suggestions. To enforce a consequence could mean becoming the villain or appearing as the bad person who just doesn't care. Or worse, to feel abandoned because you took a stand for what was right, true, and good. For you to be able to show up as you are to say, that isn't okay and it wasn't okay. And sometimes that's going to come with a cost. Yet, I want you to think about this. Consider what that cost can bring. Maybe more peace, freedom from passive-aggressive comments, blame-shifting, and gaslighting ways. If you have come to believe that boundaries are nothing more than learning to keep people out of your life, then I want to show you a new way of looking at them. We've been taught, typically, I think, really in the social media world, and that's really a lot of the world of what we're looking at, we're staring at so many hours a day, is you'll see, you know, the memes that say, if they don't, you know, improve your life, get rid of them. If they don't, you know, encourage you, get rid of them. It's just kind of like this constant state of, if you don't make me happy, I'm going to get rid of you. And how many of us know that there are people that we do love that don't always make us happy, that don't always encourage us in certain seasons? But we cannot just keep kicking everybody out of our lives, calling it holy, calling it good, and acting as if we're okay. And then sooner or later, we look around and it's only us on our own little island that we've built a moat around with a drawbridge, and we've isolated ourselves. Because, well, we've kept everybody out that has hurt us or that has said anything that had made us sad or mad, and we've just avoided conflict resolution altogether. So boundaries are not just keeping people out of your life. See, the more pain that you carry deep in your heart, or really that you've exiled to that secret place where you pretend it doesn't matter, the more that pain is going to make those decisions for you. I've seen it in myself, the people I coach one-on-one, to the women I counsel in person and in my local community. Pain will keep people out and away, but we like to label that as a boundary, and that's not really a boundary. It kind of goes something like this. If I keep people further away, the less likely they are to hurt me again. It's a story that our pain likes to tell. Boundaries are not a place of seclusion or always about keeping people out of your life. Does it get to that point sometimes? Yes. Sometimes that boundary line gets crossed so many times that the offense continues. And the only way to keep both people safe is to say you can no longer be in this relationship. However, most of the time, boundaries do not start there. They may have to start there. And I'm not referring to abusive situations or anything of that sort. That would be almost an immediate boundary, not in that kind of relationship, taking some separation and time apart, things like that. I often tell my one-on-one coaching clients in our sessions together that when you stop hating yourself and when you stop believing that God hates you, you will stop allowing others to hate on you. And I'm sure some of my clients listening to this podcast are shaking their head because they know that we've talked about this and we've had this conversation. When you believe that God is punishing you, that lens changes the way that you see, changes how you show up. So when you stop believing that God is punishing you and believe that he does care, it changes that lens through which you see the world around you, the people, and your pain. What you believe about God will change how you see yourself, your pain, and the people around you. I learned after being estranged from my mom and brother for 14 years and then becoming her medical power of attorney that sometimes you will always remain the villain in the story. And what I really hold close to in this season of my life and cling to is just that Lord's safety and protection over my life over the years when I decided to remove myself and cut off communication with my mom. My mom, who could not face her own pain that she was enduring and how that was leaking over into her children's lives. I believe she did what she thought she could do. But even now, kind of more toward the end of her life, I see the pain continuing to resurface. And so my secure attachment became my father in heaven, who was patient and kind to show me my beat up, broken, bruised heart, what love was and what it could look like. And I had to learn, I want you to lean in here, lean in when I say this, I had to learn that my no was just as valuable as my yes. I had to learn that my no was just as valuable as my yes. So my beliefs about God's direction impacted my decisions over time regarding how I was going to show up in relationships. If I believe that God is okay with how people treat me and that I don't really matter because I am to quote unquote deny myself, then I will live to please everyone around me while I slowly become a ghost of who I was. My coaching clients know this so well because we have this conversation. We think that it's God, other people, and then we're just trash cans. We are also children of God. So the goal of boundaries isn't to keep people out of your life unless it gets to that point, but it's to properly and healthy keep them in it, even if they don't have access to all of you. Here's the sum of what boundaries is. Setting boundaries is simply saying this: I'm in charge of the behavior that I'm going to be around. That's it. You are not trying to get someone to do something for you. You are actually communicating what you are going to do. I know that this can be hard to process and do it alone. Sometimes you need someone to do this with you. So go to jessicahoddle.com/mentalhealthcoaching. Book your free 20-minute consultation right there so that we can get started. But let's talk about briefly the five reasons why it's kind of hard to set these boundaries. We're fear of hurting other people's feelings. Maybe we've been conditioned by our family that our needs don't matter, right? And so it can lead to guilt because we try to change that dynamic. We try to change those beliefs that we've been believing for so long. Maybe it's fear of rejection or abandonment. When you put this line and you say, this is what I'm willing to allow, this fear can lead to guilt, right? Internalized beliefs about selfishness is another reason. If you take a stand for what is right and true for a healthy relationship of being able to communicate well, you think that you're being selfish. People-pleasing tendencies. I did a whole episode on people-pleasing and breaking down very specific points. Make sure you go back and listen to that. But also our perceived loss of control. When boundaries are set, it may force the other person to take responsibility for their actions. That's why it's hard. That's why we feel guilt. Some of the reasons, I should say. Fear of hurting others. That conditioning, those old beliefs, the family beliefs that we've carried. That fear of rejection and abandonment. Those internalized beliefs about selfishness, people-pleasing, and that perceived loss of control. But here are two things I think are so, so important. We have to allow others to take responsibility for those actions, for their actions and their choices. We have to. It's something that we cannot control. And setting boundaries always allows you to do that because the goal isn't controlling them. It's communicating what you will allow and not allow. And I know my coaching clients are also just probably saying, yes, Jess, we've heard this before. Because we talk a lot about boundaries in my sessions together. And the second thing is boundaries are meant to be helpful, not harmful. The goal is to really improve communication to make sure that the other person knows and understands what you will and allow and not allow, right? Because not everyone gets the same access to you. People don't know unless we tell them, and we can't assume that they know and get upset when they don't know and we haven't communicated to them what is important. And I know there's a lot of layers to this, the pain that we're carrying, how we're carrying the pain, what we believe about God and more. But the goal is not about just cutting people out. It's about how can we keep people in our life, not avoid conflict resolution, and really get to the root. How can we make relationships better? Is this a relationship that we want to make better? Am I allowing things that are not good and healthy? And maybe you're like, I don't even know what healthy is. What is that supposed to look like? I get it. And sometimes, again, you need somebody to come alongside you that's not biased to show you a different perspective. So again, boundaries are not meant to be harmful. They're meant to be helpful. And two, we have to start allowing people to take responsibility for their actions and make sure that we give their consequences or their choices over to them and not take it on ourselves. Setting boundaries is simply saying, I'm in charge of that behavior that I'm going to be around. Again, you are not controlling them. You're not trying to get them to do something. You are communicating what you are going to do. And those sneaky guilty feelings after setting boundaries come from those core beliefs of hurting others, family conditioning, fear of rejection. So we got to start breaking this down and saying, why? What's going on? What's the truth? And start changing the stories that we believe. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching and book your free consultation today. Most importantly, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.